95.7 The Hog, it's the Morning Hog Show. Riggs, Steve, and Josh from SR Parade bringing us delightful Friday flavors. I'm telling you, man, this is a weird day. Not because it's Friday, it's a weekend. We're looking for new things to try. But so far, each beverage has been better than the last.
It's all delicious.
You're kind of doing this thing.
Yeah.
It's like steps
right
to
on.
Infinity.
I'll take that.
But we only have three drinks left. So we had a Rogue beer.
Yep.
Then we've got some Topo Chicos. Wombat.
Aquafrescas.
We're in the midst of the Aquafrescas sampler, right?
Correct.
Okay, let's do it. Let's
have more. We had two on the front end. We'll have two now. So this one is hibiscus lime.
Okay. All right. It's yummy.
Really?
You big, hibiscus is one of those things that people love to put in alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
You do.
They just jam it in there.
Yep.
Float it on top or whatever.
Ooh.
And I never really know what flavor I'm getting with hibiscus. I don't know. Is it fruity? Is it floral? Is it both? Did I lick a dryer sheet?
I think you're getting a little bit of both. Little floral.
Yeah.
A little fruity, like Steve.
It really does kind of have both. Yeah, it does.
And
yeah.
Some lime in there.
Like, well, what? Steve brings in a lot of candles into the studio, and this does have that same sort of subtle aroma of the...
And it smelled like brown sugar when I came in here.
Is that what this is? Well, no, he was making churros.
It was smoked pumpkin.
Yeah.
Close enough.
And hickory.
Yeah. And he makes churros on Fridays.
That too.
Oh, is it the churros?
Mm. Mostly.
Probably shouldn't operate a fryer inside the station.
No, you're totally right. And we've said it. It's like the whole ceiling. We didn't want to know what happened.
I mean, that's why it's black.
Yeah. It wasn't before.
Apparently, that ventilation thing is not the code.
Yeah.
But we're good.
Yeah. We don't tell them.
But it doesn't compromise the taste of this, which is good.
No.
I like that.
That one might be my favorite so far.
But again, we're stepping it up. Like, each one is kind of out-dueling the other.
However, I think this might take the top.
Oh,
is the one I opened first, then changed my mind.
Okay,
so this is citrus tamarind.
Citrus who?
Tamarind,
okay. Which I don't that I can think of. Maybe in Modelo's chelada.
Chelada, yes.
But other than that, I don't think I've had it in any other alcoholic beverage.
I'm irrationally excited about this. Based on these other flavors, if this tamarind is kicking, I'm a just jump on that can and think, but.
That tamarind's like a really tangy flavor.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's different.
That cuts the sweet a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. It cuts the sweetness down a little bit.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
But it's so unique.
Dear tamarind.
That's interesting.
Thank you.
And not.
That's so
very
good.
Interesting.
That's so good, bro.
Mm.
Wow. Really? Yeah. What is Topo Chico doing?
Science, apparently.
They didn't need to. They have plenty of products out there.
Delicious flavors, 100 calories, 4% alcohol.
Yeah.
What, 4 grams of sugar, I said?
Quite frankly, Josh, I had kind of given up on having a bikini body for the season. I was like, it's too late and everything. But now I'm thinking I might, this Topo Chico trend, maybe I'm on it now.
Maybe you're back on it?
Maybe I go 6 days Topo Chico, 1 day, you know, bread and water.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you soaking the bread in the water?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like
a hot dog competition.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh,
I just
guys.
Want Steve to watch it. He doesn't like wet buns. All right. There's one left, but it's a beer.
It is a beer.
And I don't even know what that is.
I think this is the beer for today.
Really? Okay.
This is Abita's Rideshare.
Okay.
And at first I'm like, why would you name your beer Rideshare? That's awfully
Rideshare, like an Uber.
Or a Lyft or something like that.
All right.
And then I saw the ABV on it. It's 10%.
Oh! What?
So it's a great name because after, you know, a couple of these, you're going to have to call it Uber.
Oh, my God. Wow.
This is a triple IPA. So,
how many triples have we ever done on the show?
Maybe one or two.
Yeah.
That's one of those things in our world. It's pretty few and far between.
I mean, we get put three by.
I'm almost scared.
How many fingers you seeing? Because you probably, if you're seeing.
But
Abita is. Boy, how many fingers am I holding up?
Pretty super.
No.
That's why you would have to call an Uber, because after your third or fourth one.
Oh, my God.
Well, once you realize your D is buried in the dirt, you're going to be like,
your driver stuck in the mud?
No. Oh. Come on, guys. Use your head.
Okay, that's really good. That's very good, and you're right. That is not a 10%
At least to me, there is no afterburn.
Okay.
So at 10%,
not at all.
That's impressive, number
nothing.
One.
Nothing.
Yeah. But it actually has a lot of flavor.
Yes.
You know, sometimes that burn or that high ABV will kind of take some of those flavors out a little bit and wreck your palate.
Yeah.
That's not doing that. So you are getting a very nicely balanced
10%
triple IPA.
Yes. In some ways, I feel like, you know, I've learned in the years of the Morning Hog Brew Review to properly fear a beer with a high ABV. But in this case, I am not scared of that beer at all.
No.
I want to invite many of them into my room.
That's a really nice citrus.
Shut the kids out.
Say,
kids go away.
Very citrusy. Not,
just enjoy those.
Not hoppy. Not alcohol burn.
Does
like
it say
said.
What else is dancing in there?
It's just so steers you towards big hop flavors. It's tropical and citrus fruit. So look at that.
Damn.
Without even reading it.
Wow. Wow.
Well, without even reading it, Abita nailed it.
Okay. So Abita, and again, Abita's always kind of going off the path a little bit, yep. trying to
doing some cool stuff.
Innovate. I'm guessing this is a limited thing.
You are correct. This isn't even a seasonal beer. This is a limited beer.
I'm going to get the Sprinter stance. So,
exactly.
Where can we get this, Josh?
Definitely Total Wine, some local independents. Yep. Check out maybe an ABC or two, but definitely check out the website.
srparrot.com/beerfinder. That's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about.
Did you just rip your
Yeah,
I think so.
In the taint.
It's right in the blew out the back.
I can't even see it if I keep my legs together. Wow, that's a really very interesting palette of flavors you brought us today.
Yeah, I wanted to do some cool and some new stuff, and so here we are.
Yeah,
and again, you want to see what a tamarind looks like?
I know what they look like.
Look.
I know what they look like. It's like a large peanut
Why
with a
are
weird
you
thing
Googling
inside.
Random words from the brew reviews,
a
Steve?
A peanut? What? I wouldn't call that a peanut.
Well,
hey, you should Google online.
Yeah, I don't know what country you're Googling that from.
Mm,
did you do Google either. Translate on that?
No, don't Google that one.
Absolutely not.
All right, well, while Steve is Googling, I'm going to go out and get these beers at srparrot.com/beerfinder. And Josh, thank you. Cheers. Come back, Rick. Oh, come back.